Smart by Kim Slater. Chapter 3. Evidence. When I got in from school, Mum still wasn't home, so I went straight to my room and read through my notes again to make sure I hadn't missed any important pieces of evidence. Then I got my sketchbook out. I keep this hidden under the bed next to my notebook. It contains pictures I've drawn of stuff that some people might not want others to see. Sensitive information, Miss Crane calls it. You can show sensitive information very well in pictures, if you are good at drawing. You don't need words. I'm the best at drawing in my class, and the best in the whole school. I'm not even being big-headed. I can look at something once or twice, and then draw it with my pencils so it looks like a photograph. It's easy-peasy. I like my drawing pencils. I keep them in a special wooden box. There are 12 pencils, but the matching sharpener is missing. The gold lettering on the box lid says, Graphite Pencil Sketching, Set 5B to 5H. I won them last year at school in a competition called Best Young Artist. All the schools in Nottingham are in the competition, and only the people who are good at drawing got to send a picture in. The writer Julia Donaldson judged it. She works with an illustrator who draws awesome pictures, so she knows what good drawing looks like. I won the bit of the competition for people my age and a bit older. The under-16s category, said Miss Crane. There was a prize ceremony for the winners at the council house. Mum said she'd try and get there, but her and Tony had had a row, and she didn't want everyone to see her eye. When I went up on stage to get my certificate and pencil box, everyone clapped like they knew me. I pretended Mum was there, and I waved. Afterwards, while the others were standing with their parents, Miss Crane stayed with me. We had a glass of pretend champagne and little bits of puffy pastry with this tasty filling in it. It was brilliant. When I got home after the ceremony, nobody was in. I sat at the kitchen table waiting for Mum, looking at my drawing and pencil box prize. I felt warm and calm inside. Then the back door opened, and before I could hide my stuff, Ryan came in. "Let's see," he said, and grabbed my picture. After a minute, he said, "Could you teach me to draw?" His voice was small. I looked at him, but he wasn't grinning. He was serious. The back door opened again, and Tony stomped into the kitchen. He stopped dead in front of us. Ryan looked at his feet. I was just...
Just what?
Just telling him to get this stupid stuff off the table, Ryan said, and he swept my drawing and pencil box onto the floor. I scrabbled to grab my stuff before Ryan could destroy it. The pencils were rolling everywhere, but I managed to get them all. When I got upstairs, I realized the sharpener was missing. Mum helped me look for it when she got home, and she even asked Tony and Ryan if they had seen it, but they both said no. It was just gone. My drawing pencils all look the same, but they all have different sorts of lead to draw with. You use the really hard pencil leads for tiny, detailed drawing like eyes. The softer ones are good for filling in, like if you're drawing the sky. The other important thing that's really important when sketching is how much you push the pencil down onto your paper. Different pressures make for different shades on your drawing. It's all very complex if you don't know what you're doing. My favourite artist is a man called Lawrence Stephen Lowry. People shortened it to L.S. Lowry. He was an even better drawer than me. Grandma was going to take me to see some of his real-life pictures at a gallery in Manchester. But it was before she fell out with Mum and Tony. People think Lowry just painted matchstick men, and matchstick cats, and matchstick dogs. There was even a song about it, but he didn't. He painted all sorts of things, and he did fantastic sketches. When I won the Best Young Artist competition, Miss Crane bought me a massive book called L.S. Lowry, The Art and the Artist, by T.G. Rosenthal. T.G. Rosenthal knows even more about Lowry than I do. When Lowry's mum died, he got very sad. He stopped painting people and dogs. He painted the sea, but didn't put any boats on the water. He painted houses that nobody lived in. They were falling to bits and sinking into the ground. When I look at Lowry's An Island, it makes my tummy go all funny. It's in a big old house that used to be grand, standing alone on a little island surrounded by water. And even though it's a house and not a person, it still looks sad and lost. When I look at this painting, it feels like something is pressing down on my chest. I go all quiet inside. Like when I'm curling up under my blanket, away from everyone. That's what Lowry can do to you, without saying a single word. I picked out a pencil and started to draw all the scenes of evidence from down at the river, like a comic strip, filling the pages with little boxes. I drew Jean like one of Lowry's matchstick characters. She got to be in every box. Ryan's video game was booming downstairs. I could tell if he'd shot someone or detonated a bomb by the different noises. While I was drawing, I thought about Mrs. Cartwright next door. She has ulcerated legs, so can't get upstairs. She even sleeps in her living room, which is joined onto ours. She can never escape Ryan's noise. I wanted to draw some pictures of Tony and Ryan in the living room. Ryan would be playing on his game, and Tony would be half asleep. Neither of them would see the pack of wild dogs sneaking in at the door. There would be Japanese Akitas, pit bulls, and Dobermans. The dogs would pounce on both of them at the same time. No one would be able to hear Tony and Ryan screaming because of the loud noise of the Xbox, not even Mrs. Cartwright. The dogs would rip both of them to shreds and eat them. And later, when the dogs were gone, I would sneak downstairs and clean up. And when Mum came home, she'd be glad it was just me and her again, with no one to upset her. She wouldn't even be bothered that they'd both been eaten. I saved the pictures in my head to draw another day, and concentrated on the murder instead. I drew from when I first got down to the river and saw Jean crying on the bench, to the divers getting the body out of the water. It took up 2 full pages of my sketch pad. When I was finished, I had very detailed notes and drawings. I'd remembered all the little bits of evidence. I packed matchstick people into the scenes, but I kept the background white like Lowry mostly did, and I just drew the river and close-ups of where the murder took place. This would make any clues much easier to spot.